go, USA, tied with China, folks. 23 medals for the USA and for China. Woo! Bring it on! Yeah, can we get by China? Let's hope. There is a reason why we want to get to the finish line first, always, of course, being Americans. This has been an okay Olympics to start. We'll see as we get further down the line. Big swim for Michael Phelps in the team relay, rather. He ends up with a gold medal, swims a great leg of the race, and he's got 19 medals in all. And how about the women? The Fab Five, the gymnast, walked away with gold, and it was like a walk in a park. Nobody came close. Russia was way behind. So bravo to those Olympians. We'll talk more about the Olympics and seats that remain empty, which is crazy. It just shows you corporations buy up the seats. And then they don't show up. So the people who desperately wanted to go to the Olympics couldn't get the closer seat, sometimes couldn't even get a ticket. I hope they start to move people up in some of these venues. Now, it's not happening everywhere, but it's definitely a problem, so much so that they're filling people in. I explained this on a previous show. So this is the start here of this hour on America Tonight. We also have the mailbag for you each and every day. The mailbag overfloweth, and it overflowed again. A lot of people have some thoughts on still what's going on with gun rights versus gun control. I talked about that a lot on a previous show, and worries about the drought. While you were sleeping, it got drier and drier and drier in the Midwest and in the Southwest, and where the farmer tills the land, that's the key thing. I was talking to a farmer on a flight I had from New Jersey back to Dallas, just coincidentally sat near him. And he thinks that it's like the sleeping giant that people do not want to see and are not really getting the connection that the problem with agriculture is huge. And we have to act very quickly to reduce the amount of corn that, first of all, is going to ethanol. Because that corn that's being shoved over to ethanol is basically going to kill our food prices since there's not enough corn to go around. This is the worst drought, or could be, in more than a half a century. And we're talking about, we are the largest grain exporter. So there's problems overseas. Other nations are also affected. And this big drop in our harvest is going to cause shortages and price spikes. Big, big, big time. And that's what the guy Bob, who was across the aisle from me, had to say. Greg Page, who's the chief executive of Global Grains, which is the trading giant Cargill, joined in on the critics who are saying, hey, biofuels, you need to take a back seat right now. We need to temporarily stop it and forget the quotas to produce corn-based ethanol fuel, because we can't afford it. We can't give you that stuff anymore, at least for now. We got to stop it. Otherwise, watch out for the spike in corn and soybean prices. It's going to be record highs. There are going to be demands, ration demands, and it's going to hurt food production. And not just livestock, food consumers across the board, because I explained this too. The corn we're talking about, it's not, oh, let's slap that butter on the corn and have our corn on the cob with our steak or our burger or whatever. It's not just human consumption, it's the livestock. Livestock. So what is the method to the madness of biofuels? Forget about it. They forget about the whole idea of ethanol for now. Cut back on the amount, whatever. The U.S. Ag Department, just last week, we talked about this too on America Tonight, actually raised the estimates of food price inflation due to the soaring grain prices, saying, this is the number. Think about this. Think of you going to the store with your honey-do list to get bread and milk and eggs and a whole bunch of other things. We're talking 3.5% this year. 3.5. 2013, an even bigger leap. Another 4%. This is scary. This is scary. And if it's going to be manageable, the only way they can do that is that there's going to have to be some rationing going on. And the other thing is, there may be a wild buying spree. See, this is what happened in 2008. It made the spike worse because you had hoarders. Well, naturally, of course you're going to have hoarders. We need the grain. We're going to have them getting the grain. And I want to tell you the amount. This is how significant it is. If you just tune in, you're listening like, are you kidding me? You're talking about grain and droughts. What is that about? It's because it affects us. Look in your wallet. You're going to have to get another job. Grain analysts that were polled by Reuters looked at the U.S. corn crop of 11.2 billion bushels, the smallest in 6 years, down 14% from the forecast of 12.97 billion. Initially, they were talking about 14 billion bushels. I mean, this could be one of our worst in a very long time. It's going to be a rough fourth quarter. Rough fourth quarter. And it affects us across the board. It's not like, corn, what are you talking about? It affects every single one of us. Unless you don't shop for food. Unless you grow everything that you eat. And maybe there's some of you out there that do that. But I'm just betting most of you are running to the grocery store when you need to get those groceries, and you might have to get a new plan. You might have to introduce your children to ramen noodles. Hey, kids, it's ramen noodle night, because guess what? Food is unaffordable. We can only have real food once or twice a week. Here's what I also predict. You'll see a spike with the fast food if they can keep the price down, because people will run out and get fast food and grab the cheap stuff. That's what happens anyway. That's what leads to the problems of how big we got in the country, is the convenience of the fast food, but also the price. People don't talk about that. Price is king. So running out, getting the cheaper food is going to be even more the norm, rather than going to Whole Foods or wherever and paying bigger prices, because then imagine what those prices would be. All right, coming up on America Tonight, we're going to look at those emails, but also as part of a Can You Believe This moment, I have to ask this question. If you were divorced, well, first of all, if you were divorced from your wife or your husband, what are the chances that you would actually remarry them? How many people in this audience have remarried a spouse? Anybody? Any takers? I got a great story for you on the flip side. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel Milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Tonight, thrown in your 2 cents on all kinds of things. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Quickly, I want to tell you this story before we go to Rick in Illinois. Can you imagine remarrying your spouse after 50 years after divorce? Lena Henderson and Roland Davis in West Seneca, New York, did just that. They divorced in 1964. They're remarrying 50 years, almost 50 years later. Are you kidding me? Why? The Buffalo News had the exciting story. They married when they were teenagers. That makes sense. That it might be tough to stay together, teenagers. But they had 4 kids. So they divorced 20 years later. They stayed friendly. They kept in touch. In fact, Roland Davis remarried, moved to Colorado. And they ended up back together. How? Why? 85 years old and they're tying the knot. Imagine what the kids think. It's just wild. Here's my part of the story, my chunk of the story. I have 3 relatives, I'm not kidding you, that have remarried, including my brother. Hopefully they're not listening. They, the Delaneys, remarried. They were divorced for a couple of years, got remarried, are very, very happy, and boy, that's tough. I mean, it's tough. I wonder how many people, other people out there are in the same situation. And then I have another cousin, same thing, divorced. They both remarried, and this is the crazy part. They remarried. They got married, got divorced, got married again, got divorced, and married for a third time. And there's no explaining that one.
Think everybody showed up the third time to the wedding?
No. They said my aunt, they just call up, yep, you're getting married, great, terrific. We're going to just be great, we're fine, yeah. No presents, too. Are you going to get presents for a third time when you marry the same person? I'm just thinking, no, you're not. It's going to be one of those quickie deals. Rick in Illinois, you have the floor. Hello.
Oh, Kate.
Hello.
This dream, my cousin works for ABM. He told me they got a bin where he works at. 350,000 bushels of beans in it. So we get another grain of curry over to next year. So.
Is your cousin going to give up that grain?
No, well, he just works for ABM. He just told me about it.
All right.
Just one chair they got, but they got all the world. But it's just a conspiracy. The old company's trying to stamp out the ethanol.
I don't think so. I don't think so because there's too many farmers that have burned out crops. So there is trouble with that. There is trouble with that. Absolutely. I don't think it's a conspiracy. I think that it's true. I think the drought is affecting the crop, the corn, which then in turn, okay, it is a good line, though, that it is good. You're going down an interesting path of wouldn't that be a good conspiracy if you're the oil company, you say, forget the whole ethanol. The ethanol production, they're producing ethanol, but they don't have enough plants to produce it. It's never going to be mass quantity anytime in the near future anyway. But for the corn that's going into that, if there's the chance that the drought continues, then it's too dicey. And they're not saying you have to ixnay the whole thing, but part of it you would have to be concerned about because you're not going to be able to meet the supplies.
Well, I mean, there's plenty of grain to carry over for next year.
Your cousin is telling you that.
No. Another farmer told me this.
I've had two farmers tell me the opposite.
Yeah. Well.
So I'm taking my two farmers against your farmer, and I'm going to say I'm going with my farmers.
Well, if you eliminate the ethanol plants, what them guys that work there, what are they going to do for food?
How many people do you think work at ethanol plants in this country?
Well, I'd say this state of Illinois, I think we got about 20 of them.
20. There you go. I don't know. I think that I think we have to develop alternatives, definitely. But it's not about developing alternatives here. It's about, whoa, man, going to the store, corn is huge for us. It's not, like I said, the eaten corn. It's corn for everything. Look at our products, how much of it has corn in it. Rick, you know this. You're a smart guy. Boy, I don't want to have to. Are you going to pay 8% more for everything?
Well, it wouldn't hurt some of these people quit eating anyway.
Ramen noodle night at Rick's in Illinois.
You hear that song, Fat Bottom Women?
Yes.
The world goes around.
Yes. You know, that's an old song.
A little bit.
Well, this is what's going to happen. If somebody wants to eat healthy food, they're going to pay even more. I mean, it is an excuse, but part of the problem is cheap food is the fattening food. It's the fattening food. It's like the welfare. It's like when you see the people with welfare stuff, well, what are they getting? They're getting cheese and all the things that are, because they're trying to stretch the money, they're getting all the things that pack more pounds on if you eat too much of it. All right, so Rick, thanks for the call. Rick in Illinois says his farmer says that there is no shortage. There's plenty of grain. My farmers say, no, it's a big problem because of the drought, so it's burning out acres and acres of crops. So do the math. It is about that. If you lose too much of your yield, then the output, naturally, it's economics, it's math, and the math doesn't lie. If you don't have it, you don't have it. So the cost is naturally going to go up. It's naturally going to go up. So I'm going to say I think that it's worsening because of that, for sure. All right, I want to make sure that I snuck this in at some point, so I'll do it here. Gore Vidal died at the age of 86, and some of you are saying, who? What? Gore Vidal? But in his day, boy, he was huge. He was a playwright. He was a politician. He was a commentator. People listened to him. He died in his Hollywood Hills home complications from pneumonia. He'd been sick for a while, I guess, but he was one of those guys that hung out with Truman Capote and Norman Mailer, and he was a literary writer. And he was a fixture on the tube and talking about elections and all that stuff. It's a best-selling novel, and I read a lot of his books. I read Lincoln, and I loved it. I read The City and the Pillar and a few others, too. I'm trying to think what was the last. Probably The City and the Pillar is the last one that I read. And he was the, he was the opposite of William Buckley. He would be his nemesis, which made for interesting television. And he died at the age of 86. Gore Vidal. You want a good read? Read his book, Lincoln. Lincoln was terrific. And then he did a whole bunch of other. He did a whole bunch of other scripts for movies and whatnot. A lot of scripts for movies. But the novels, I think people think of him as a political commentator and novelist and whatnot versus the other, however he did. Why would Bank of America pull some ATMs from two grocery stores? Can anybody tell me why they would do that? Well, the reason is because they're trying to shrink their retail banking ops, and they've been pulling machines from lots of different places, from supermarkets especially, since we were talking about food prices. It is convenient. You go to the supermarket, get a video, get a lottery ticket, go to the bank, grab some of that expensive food, get everything done in one place. That's what grocery stores are trying to become, almost like convenience stores, so they can attract more people. But they're taking out a whole bunch of them. The ATMs for Bank of America, 16,220. That seems low, doesn't it? For the entire nation, 16,220. Now, I wonder why I can never find a Bank of America ATM.
Summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved. Nothing you can do, but you can learn how to be you in time.
If only it were that easy. Did you catch him on the opening ceremonies? The Hey Jude moment was pretty good. But I still think overall the ceremony was weak. Actually, he may have been one of the highlights. It's because anytime you see, there's two Beatles. Anytime you see a Beatle, it's a pretty decent day. That's like forever music. That's like timeless music. Except for when they turn Beatles music into Muzak. Oh, I hate that. I hate getting on an elevator and hearing any kind of rock or any kind of huge legendary music in a Muzak formula. Ugh. It makes my skin crawl. Just give us something generic when we get on Otis. Something generic. All right, it's not generic, your opinions, that is. We're going to head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, thanks. This one from Chuck, who says, Chick-fil-A, Kate Delaney, thumbs down. I heard you talking about the Chick-fil-A stuff a couple of times, I think, last week, and I think the guy who runs Chick-fil-A is a nutball. He's a homophobe creep, in my opinion. Yes, there is freedom of speech, but he's just an ugly man. Why even spew that? Run your restaurants, take in all your big dollars, and shut your pie hole. Woo! That was a hardcore opinion. The reason I can't go there with you is because of what you just said, freedom of speech. If I don't agree with someone, whether I agree or don't agree, I'm always going to defend freedom of speech, definitely. And here's the thing. I said this before. The guy does walk the walk and talk the talk. I mean, he is all about the Christian way, very biblical. All the Sundays, they're closed down. And it's pretty easy. If people don't like him and think he is a homophobe and nasty and whatever, then they don't have to eat a Chick-fil-A. It's like I say, we live in a great country, freedom of choice, baby. You don't like this radio show? Boom, you don't have to tune in. You like this radio show? You tune in. You don't like what you see on the tube? You don't have to watch it. So you don't have to go to Chick-fil-A. But I am curious as to whether it'll hurt or help. The former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee is doing a Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day. He's calling it that. It's a radio trick. It's pretty good. He's doing that actually today. And what they're telling, or what he's telling people, is just show up and eat at one of the restaurants. And about 500,000 people say they're going to join in and they're going to do that. That even if they normally don't go to Chick-fil-A that much, they are going to show up on Wednesday and eat. So we'll see if there's a huge bump in the amount of people that go to some of these Chick-fil-A's. I'll tell you what, for the operators of the Chick-fil-A's, because they're independent owner-operators, it's controversy sells. I bet there's going to be a ton of increased sales in certain areas, and so those people are going to benefit. They get the last laugh, essentially, because they probably don't even care either way, and they're going to see receipts that are going to be a lot higher on Wednesday. And then there's the call for the boycotts, saying, you know, Rahm Emanuel, the mayor of Chicago, talking about not eating, you know, being disgusted by what the founder of Chick-fil-A had to say, or the president of Chick-fil-A had to say, and not going to the restaurants. Don Caffey, his name is, by the way. It was founded in 1946 as a very conservative restaurant. I mean, the guy who's run it has said all along that this is his way. So Caffey, what really caused the fire is when he said that those who support gay marriage are inviting God's judgment on our nation. That's what started this whole thing. I'm thinking Pat Robertson has said things like that constantly, doesn't he? At least once a quarter, Pat Robertson is in trouble for saying things like that. And he did say in a radio interview that he prays God's mercy on our generation that has such a prideful, arrogant attitude to think that we have the audacity to define what marriage is about. And then, in a published interview by the Baptist Press, Caffey said that, you know, guilty as charged, we are supportive of the family. In the biblical definition of the family unit, we're a family-owned business, a family-led business. We are married to our first wives. We give God thanks for that. That's what he said. So the backlash has been huge from supporters of same-sex marriage and has been huge in the other direction. So even actor Ed Helms tweeted in the middle of July, hate to think what they do to the gay chickens, and then wrote, lost a loyal fan. So there you go. There was one other email we got about Chick-fil-A, and this one was from Mitch, who says, hello, America, tonight. This is the first time I've emailed the show. Chick-fil-A, in my opinion, bravo to the guy who owns the Chick-fil-A franchise overall. I think his name is Kathy. He's smart to stick to his guns, because he's not bending to please other people, even though it goes against public opinion in some cases, or in the politically correct world that we live in. Did you know that this guy gives a ton of money to charity? Did you know that? And it's pretty obvious that he is a Christian who closes his stores on Sunday for a reason. Thanks. I will write again. I love that line at the end. I will write again. I will live to rise another day. So, and we'll all rise another day with this whole Chick-fil-A controversy. But the backlash has been interesting, to say the least. The some of the other folks that I've written about have talked about it. What, you know, do we want a private citizen not being able to say what they want to say? Do we want a government that withholds permits and licenses because of the way somebody, how somebody feels? Well, of course not. Politically, what a nightmare that would be. Well, geez, we don't like the Catholics because they think this way. We don't like the Jewish people because they think this way. We don't like the, you get my drift. So I'm going to say that it would be brutal to try to do that, to try to censor Chick-fil-A's, although that sounds like that's what some people are saying to, it sounds like that's what some people are saying, make no mistake about it. Like Mayor Jeffrey McDonald wrote in the Washington Post, Chick-fil-A is a ground zero mosque moment. Streams of protesters have been showing up at Chick-fil-A restaurants. In Washington, D.C., they brought signs calling for marriage equality. We got 99 problems and the chick is one. That's what one sign said. My boyfriend used to like your waffle fries. All right, let's move on quickly because this is the mailbag after all. Here we go. A note from our pal who says, I'm your second favorite lawyer. This is Paul listening to us in Connecticut. It's your second favorite. I think he meant to say this second favorite lawyer listener. I don't know. And he says, I am so sick of all the stories about the Red Devil, a.k.a. Holmes, and what happened in Colorado, Kate. Why, oh, why do people keep trumpeting Holmes, in a sense, when they talk about him constantly on shows where they have hours and hours and hours of conversations about it? I kind of like your approach. You're looking at other aspects, whether it's gun control versus gun rights, or what is the justice that should be vetted out in this case. By the way, I, like you, support the death penalty, and also I would say that we have to think about the victims. I believe I heard you say that on another show where you actually talked about the victims. Yeah, I went through a list of info that's out there that all of you can see that's got information on the people who were killed. And I think that's the thing that we don't want to get lost in here, that there are serious human young lives that were snuffed out and didn't need to be in the particular moment. Everybody has a time, and I think that time, sadly, was wrong for too many of the people that happened to be in that theater at that time. Here's one from Barry who says, Kate, did you see that Gore Vidal is dead? I can remember watching some of the Sunday shows to listen to his political commentary. He was very deliberate in his speech. I thought he made often some good points. His feuds were legendary with some people. But you have to love it. You have to love it that he was feisty. Certainly he was feisty in his days. I mean, he was a pundit with power, and he wasn't afraid to come back. He wrote a lot of interesting essays on all kinds of things, politics a lot, society a lot. Yep, he'll be missed.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
That wear the USA proudly on their unis. How many gymnasts does it take to win an overall gold medal for the first time since 1996? Woohoo! That would be five. The Fab Five. Yes, they brought it home. How about that? Who is the better team, 96 or 2012? Who cares? They both, or both those teams are Olympic champions. The Americans had come into the last two Olympics as world champs, only to leave without the gold. But this time, they walked away golden. Imagine the pressure on these young teenagers and preteens. Gabby Douglas was terrific, terrific on the floor. She was, her vault was great, and that helped seal the deal. The Americans strutted out of the gymnastics event with a 1.7 lead, and they never looked behind them. Russia erased all but four-tenths of a deficit on uneven bars, but they could not do what they needed to do. So the Americans really won. The gold was huge for them because it's been a tough time in gymnastics so far in a couple of different areas for the U.S., especially the U.S. men. So bravo. You know that they're taking some time to celebrate this one, and they should. What they go through, the lack of time with family, the amounts of hours spent in the gym, it's unbelievable the demands, I think, on really young girls to do what they have to do on balance beams and on floor exercises and on pommel horses and on rings. Stuff that I couldn't even dream of doing when I was their age and probably couldn't do now. No, guarantee couldn't do now. I'm not saying I'd do anything like they do it. But even just some of the basic moves I couldn't do. So, you know, again, amazing stuff. Well, I would be remiss not to say this if we're talking about numbers for We Can Count. The U.S. has 23 medals so far in the medal count. China tied at 23. They top the leaderboard of country at this point. And by the way, let's throw this in. Michael Phelps wins another gold medal in a team relay. So congratulations to him. He's got 19 medals overall, the most decorated Olympic athlete. So he gets that monkey off of his back, so to speak. And that's absolutely huge, absolutely huge, huge rather. We knew it was going to happen. Penn State lost its Paterno statue and a lot of its sway when the school could no longer go to postseason play, losing scholarships and all kinds of things. So what's happened is you have your first defector of note. Penn State lost one of its star tailbacks to USC, and this is something that never, never, ever would have happened. I mean, just wouldn't have happened in 2 years ago with that campus. Happy Valley was Happy Valley, and you would not have left if you were on a Joe Paterno team. But now it's a head for the fences kind of move. Some people have committed to staying, but pretty tough to stay when you know it could cost you the ultimate, and that is possibly going to the pros because of the amount of time that you normally would get as a Penn State athlete. Now those people are not going to get certainly not the postseason coverage anyway. And, this is obviously devastating to school as they start to worry about losing more and more players. This is big when it comes to Congress. The leaders of Congress, believe it or not, actually reached a deal to fund the government. Really, we got to go through this again? Oh, yes. So Harry Reid reached an agreement which the House and the Senate will approve a six-month continuing resolution in September to keep the government operating into next year. That's what John Boehner is saying. During the August district work period, committee members and their staff will write legislation that can be passed by the House and the Senate in September and sent to the president to be signed into law. Well, at least they agreed on something, but here we go again with the Band-Aids. It's just one Band-Aid after another in D.C. It's one Band-Aid after another. I said this before, but I'm going to say it out there again. I think when you get a job in D.C., what they need to tell people is you got to be great at pushing the ball forward again and again and again. So make sure you bring big Band-Aids with you because this is how we roll here. We're never actually going to solve the crisis, but we're going to talk about it and we're going to make sure that we get some coverage of it, and then we'll just figure out a way where we can all get a little piece of what we want and push it into the next year, push it 6 months down the road or however long we need to do it. So away we go. Avoiding a government shutdown is a good thing theoretically, but not reaching any kind of a real deal is stupid, and it's what happened last time around. So why is this such a surprise? Why is this happening this way? Makes no sense. Meanwhile, talking of making no sense, this is pretty interesting. Mitt Romney is getting pummeled for things that he said overseas, especially when it comes to the Palestinians. And Romney decides to, decides he's actually sick of it is what the deal is. Got to have that thick skin to run for office. I've talked about it before. And apparently he doesn't have super thick skin. So Mitt Romney goes after a reporter who is just trying to nail him. Again, he comes back and takes a little bit of a verbal swipe at the reporter. And I don't even see why that made news, because he wouldn't answer the same question that was asked in 10 different ways. This is just par for the course, kind of what you're getting this time around when you decide to run. It's an avalanche of media coverage, first of all. Speaking of coverage, Willie Nelson is going to play during the Republican convention. Wow. How about that? The legend is going to be there. I wouldn't have thought the Republican convention. He headlines an August 29th performance hosted by Got Your Six, a nonpartisan group that helps military veterans. And they're going to hold an event at the Democratic convention a week later in Charlotte. That concert is headlined by a rapper. So Willie Nelson chasing the bucks, I guess, to do this convention headlining appearance. Interesting. Got Your Six. Well, it's military, so he feels pretty indebted to the military, like many of us do, and I guess that's the reason probably why that happened. Meanwhile, while Nelson is playing at the convention, Newt Gingrich says he's not very comfortable in speaking. He's not speaking at the GOP convention. He said he's fine at staying out of the spotlight and says he's very comfortable in a non-speaking role next month. But he says he's not very comfortable not giving a speech because he thinks that there is a whole new generation of candidates out there and people who represent the future. And how about that? He made the remarks following an event for Mitt Romney. He said it was good to see former President Clinton secure the keynote spot at the Democratic convention, and said it'll be a terrific opportunity for those who served with President Clinton to point out that Barack Obama is no Bill Clinton. You knew there had to be a line in there, a zinger somewhere, didn't you?
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.